Damien, we learned last week that Stampede Meat, located in Sunland Park, this business filed a federal lawsuit against New Mexico. Can you share more about what we know about Stampede Meat and how COVID-19 has impacted this facility they have in southern Doniana County?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it kind of mirrors what we've seen in meat processing plants across the country. You know, they're just an enormous plant down in the southern part of the county. And since the pandemic began in March, they have had over 100 positive cases at their Sunland Park facility. And at least 58 rapid responses, according to the New Mexico Environment Department. Now, when that public health order changed on October 22nd, it ordered that businesses with four or more rapid responses in 2 weeks have to close. Since that happened, they've had dozens of rapid responses in that time and were served an order on November 3rd requiring them to close.
So has this facility closed?
Well, no, they haven't. They have remained open since that order came down, citing the Defense Production Act and the executive order that President Donald Trump signed on April 28th, stating essentially that the closure order is unconstitutional. That's still kind of making its way through the courts. There are some timelines that indicate we may start to see some motion happening on it as early as this week. So it's certainly something to keep an eye on.
What were the workers at the plant saying? Were there any concerns about going to work when you have these COVID-19 cases being reported?
Well, when they opened, they had over 300 employees. Several employees did talk to the Sun News Wednesday of last week outside of the facility. One woman said she feels pretty safe at work, but she worries that other people are bringing COVID-19 into the facility from outside. Another worker, on the other hand, was scared of getting it just because of the sheer number of cases reported at the facility.
Now, we've talked a lot since the pandemic has hit our region about how it is impacting local businesses, and we've heard many stories about how some businesses are opening during this time when it's such a difficult climate for many. You have a recent story in the Sun News that talks about a local business and how they're doing. What can you tell us?
That's right. We wrote a story about Mother's Place, gift shop and cafe located in the Telstra Plaza. And they're just a small business, a new cafe that had the misfortune of opening their doors about 2 weeks before the pandemic hit the state. So we talked to Vivian Moore, who co-owns the Mother's Place gift shop and cafe with her husband, Miles Moore. And she said that things have definitely, I mean, this has definitely been a unique struggle that they weren't quite prepared to handle. But because they also sell CBD products what was a former dispensary and now has shifted to primarily CBD items. They've been declared an essential business, so they do have a little bit of a leg up on you know, some other businesses that are struggling right now.
Okay, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but I want to talk about a feel-good story that the Sun News recently published, which was about a local bike shop fundraising for the next generation of BMX bikers.
That's right. You know, BMX riding can be expensive. Getting a new entry-level bike can run anywhere between $500 and $1,000. And there's a bike shop in town called Triple Cross BMX that has started a fund to kind of help offset those costs for young riders who want to get into BMX racing but might not have the resources. So be sure to go to our website, www.lcsun-news.com, and check out that story. It's really, really kind of a, like you said, a good, feel-good story.
Thanks, Damien. We'll talk with you next week.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.